listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On Air College Fair this week, and excited to share another Concordia University with you today, Concordia University, Nebraska. Joining us from Concordia University, Nebraska, Megan Heiser. She's admissions counselor there at Concordia. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. It's a wonderful day here in Nebraska.
Wonderful. And a busy time as well with the semester beginning, but getting ready also for not just all the current students coming on campus, but sharing about Concordia University, Nebraska with those prospective students, those who might be looking at Concordia for their education. Maybe those high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time. I know classes are just getting started for everybody, so the college search is starting to ramp up for students.
Tell me a little bit about your work in admissions at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Yeah, so my official job title is an admissions counselor. So what that means is I work with high school students. It's kind of exciting. I help them decide if Concordia is a good fit for them, answer questions that they might have about Concordia, Nebraska, on the financial aid side as well as academically, encourage them to come visit campus, and then just help them throughout the whole college process. So just here to answer questions, and then hopefully they'll become a Concordia, Nebraska student.
What brought you to Concordia University, Nebraska?
That is an awesome question, and I actually love telling this story. So I grew up in Nebraska. I am from a very small town that hardly anybody has heard of in northeast Nebraska. It's about 3.5 hours from our campus here in Seward. So when I was going through the whole college search, I knew I wanted a smaller institution, so I looked at a few smaller colleges here in Nebraska, and I actually fell in love with a different university before I went and visited. I was all gung-ho to go there. Went and visited the campus, and I thought it was great. I could see myself there. And then I was getting a lot of different mail and information from Concordia, Nebraska. So it was on the way, so I decided to just take a little pit stop and see what the campus was all about. And I just fell in love. There's not one thing that I can pinpoint to any person. It's just the feeling that you get on campus. And I just knew that was supposed to be my home for my next 4 years of my life. And so I came to Concordia, Nebraska, and pursued a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration and graduated with that in 2013. And so I was one of those students that was trying hard to figure out what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life, and there was a position open here in our admissions office, and I had been a student worker there for 3 years, so it just seemed like the natural fit to move on up into the full-time position, and I have loved it, being able to continue to be here at Concordia promoting the college that I loved and getting to meet all sorts of students. It's been wonderful.
Well, glad that you are at Concordia University that you love and get to spend time doing what you enjoy, visiting with students and prospective students. Let's talk about Concordia University, Nebraska. Where would we find that for those not familiar with Nebraska geography?
Yeah, that's always a fun question to answer. That's one that's asked a lot. We are located in Seward, Nebraska. It's just 25 minutes straight west of Lincoln. So if people know where Lincoln, Nebraska is, we're right close to there. Otherwise, from Omaha, we're about an hour and a half away from Omaha. So it's right along Interstate 80 in Nebraska, smaller town. Seward has around 7,000 people in it. So on the smaller end of things, but like I said, we're right outside of Lincoln and Omaha both. So you kind of get the best of both worlds in that aspect of things.
So in Nebraska, what are some unique things about Concordia University there?
Yeah, like I mentioned, we're located in Seward. It's a smaller community, and so I think that plays a big part of our university's identity. Seward's an amazing town. They have a wonderful community feel to it, and they really do an amazing job of supporting the campus. And so whether you're going to an athletic event or a drama production, music concert, there's always a lot of community members there that attend. And so it's really cool to see how the university is able to support the town as well as the town supporting the campus. So it's just a great feel in that aspect. And like I said, it's a smaller town, but Lincoln is right close by and Omaha is right close by. So you really get that safe community of Seward while having the bigger city there if you ever wanted to go to a shopping mall or to a concert or a sporting event. it's really nice to have that accessible for our students too. So you never get bored here in Nebraska. That's for sure. So I know that's one thing they always think, oh, all the cornfields and stuff, but there's lots of things to do in Nebraska. You don't get bored as a student here. And that's partly because over half of our students do come from outside of Nebraska. So when you're looking at a lot of the other Concordias and even the other schools in Nebraska, that's one of the big things that sets us apart is our large majority of students coming from outside of the state. We have a lot of students that come from Missouri, from Texas, California, Florida, really all across the country. And so it's fun to have all of those different cultures coming together here on our campus and just seeing how all they interact and everything. And like I said, that means there's lots of things to do on campus because it's hard for students to go home on the weekends when they come from so far away. So it really does help promote the community, big family that we have on campus.
Very good. It sounds like just kind of right in the heartland of the United States, and it's kind of a nice central location. Let's talk about some of the programs of Concordia University, Nebraska. What are some of the, let's highlight some of the academics and the programs there.
Right. Yeah. So we started off as a teacher's college back in 1894. So back then, teaching was our only program that we offered. And it's really cool to see where Concordia, Nebraska has grown since then. We still have education being our most popular major here at Concordia, but now we have over 50 different programs that students can choose from. So they range all across the board from your business, your science areas, sports studies. Our newest program that we have added is music therapy, so we're very excited about that one. But education still remains our most popular major, and our church work programs are still something that we're very strong in too. So that's another thing that we're very proud of.
What would you say academically are some of the programs that really stand out? Or, well, you studied business administration, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. I was a business major here, and I loved the program. I loved the flexibility that it offered. It has a number of different concentrations underneath of the business major, and so you can tailor it to what you're interested in. I did a double concentration, so I was accounting and finance, and then I was even able to add a sport management minor. So I really was able to tailor it to my interests, which I thought was really cool. And then, like I said, our education program is just phenomenal. They do an amazing job over there in that department, all the way from early childhood to secondary education. So that's something that we are really strong in and everything. But all of our programs really are great, and that's partly because of our faculty members. They get to know the students. They get to know how they learn, what makes them successful as a student, and so that's part of the reason our students are able to go on and have success outside of the classroom.
Let's talk about some of the church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Yeah, so of course, if a student wanted to pursue their Lutheran teacher's diploma, they would be considered in our church work program for our teachers. And then we also have a pre-seminary and a pre-deaconess program, and then our director of Christian education, a DCE program, and then as well as a director of parish music. So that's our group of church work programs that we offer. And if you actually look at all the LCMS churches, 23% of all LCMS church workers graduated from Concordia University, Nebraska. And I think that's so cool and amazing how we're able to send our graduates out to impact so many different people. It's great that they all get that education here and then go out and impact the world. It's really cool.
What is life like on campus? You mentioned earlier you're in Nebraska. So you described the community a little bit. What about on campus? What's life like? What are some of the opportunities available to students on campus?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Like I said, with so many students coming from outside of Nebraska, they want to know what are they going to do while they're here. They don't want to be bored all the time. And so it really depends on your interest. There's so many different athletic events that go on campus. There's the music performances, the drama production. So those all have different things that students can go to, and they're free for our students, which is really exciting too. And then we also have our Student Activities Council on campus. They really promote student life and getting our kids active and out and interacting with each other. And so they'll bring in comedians, different musicians, just have different movie nights sponsored on campus as well, and just other random things on campus. So that's really fun throughout the year. Seward itself actually has a bowling alley and a movie theater. And like I said before, our community of Seward really helps support the college. So they'll open up the movie theater about two or three times a year for our students to go watch a movie for a student event. And then the bowling alley does that as well. They have one night a week that's considered college night where the students can go and bowl. So that's a lot of great things for our students to be able to get out and get involved in the community and everything. And then something that's really cool that I loved on campus, and it helps out a lot of our students who are coming from so far away, is our Adopt a Bulldog program. And that is where people in the community of Seward will actually adopt a student here at Concordia if the student wishes to. And so they will go over to their house and have dinner a few nights a month and just have a family connection here in Seward. So that, you know, it's hard to adjust when you're coming from so far away. And so that program really helps our students make Seward, Nebraska feel like their home. So that's really cool.
What about the housing on campus? What are the options for housing?
Yeah, so our students are required to live on campus for 3 years or until they turn 21. But we have a lot of different options for our students to choose from. The freshman year, the students will be placed in a freshman dorm room. And that's just your standard dorm, you and a roommate, and then on a hall with about 20 other students sharing the bathroom and everything. And when I look back at my college experience, my favorite years were when I lived in that style of dorm, because you really get to develop your friendships and meet people. And the shenanigans that students like to get into are fun in those types of dorm styles. And then we also have suite-style dorms where it's two bedrooms connected by a bathroom, so then there's only four students sharing one bathroom. And then we also have apartment-style dorms on campus where there will be four students in a two-bedroom, one bathroom, one kitchen, and a living room apartment. All of our dorms are still separated by gender, so there's all female dorms and all male dorms. Those apartment-style dorms do have both males and females in them, but they're still separated by floor, and so you're never going to be on the same hall as the opposite gender of you.
Now, I've heard stories about, is it WOW Week?
Yeah, so move-in weekend, it used to be called WOW Weekend back in the day when I was a student there. It's now called Launch Weekend, and it's just a great weekend for students to get acclimated to campus, especially those freshmen. There's lots of activities for them to do, so yeah, it's a great time on campus. And then actually during the spring, we have what's called Spring Weekend, and that is a big ball of fun. You get together with some friends and you form a team and you compete in a lot of different competitions, and it helps wrap up the year in a nice, fun way too. So students always look forward to that.
What about other opportunities on campus? Athletics, the arts?
Yeah, so we offer athletic scholarships for our students involved in the athletic programs. We also offer music scholarships, arts drama scholarships, drama, and then speech and debate as well. So there are scholarships available in all of those different areas if students decide to pursue that. We have a good number of different athletic teams, and it's such a fun time to be on campus right now with our Bulldog Athletics. They have been successful over the last few years in all different athletic teams, and so it's just fun to go watch them and everything. Over the last couple of years, our men's and women's track teams have won the national tournament, so that is really exciting on campus. Our women's basketball program, they made it to the Final Four a couple years ago, and so that's another exciting thing to watch. And then all of our teams are just doing successful and making national tournaments, so it's a fun time to be involved with that and everything. So, you know, that's a great way for students to get involved and either be in the pep band or on the cheer squad dance team, or just being a fan in the stands is definitely a fun experience. But then we also have a lot of different clubs that we offer, too. About each major has a different club just for their major. When I was a business student, I was part of the business club on campus, and they help run the coffee shop. They host a, it's called Moolah Kids Club Day, where kids from Seward community can come in and just learn different things about money management and things like that. I know the education has their own club. There's a science club, a pre-med club. So there's many more than that, but so there's just lots of different ways to stay involved there. Intramurals are extremely popular on campus, so just getting together with a group of friends and competing in one of the intramural sports is always fun as well. So you stay active. You're not going to be, hardly any of our students are just sitting in their dorm room all the time. If they are, then there's something going on, because our campus community is very active in getting involved in everything, which is always nice to see.
Tell me about spiritual life on campus.
Yeah, that is an excellent question. When I think about all the other colleges in Nebraska, we really stand out because of our Christian identity. It's not something that we shy away from. We're very upfront about it when students come to visit campus that, you know, we are a Lutheran college, and it's very much a Christian campus. And so part of that means we offer chapel every single day for our students. It's always optional if they want to attend, but on an average week, we have over 1,100 participants in our daily chapel, which is really cool and a great atmosphere to be a part of. Monday through Friday, it's your traditional Lutheran chapel with an organ and a hymnal and everything like that. And then Thursday and Friday, we have contemporary chapel with a student praise band leading the music. So there's a nice variety there for the students. And so it's well attended, partly because we don't offer classes during chapel time. So students don't have to decide if they want to go to class that day or chapel. They have that time open to them to go do that, which is great for our students to be able to participate in that.
And then the congregations in the community are also very welcoming, I'm sure.
Oh, of course, yeah. The St. John's LCMS Lutheran Church is right across the street, and so I know a lot of our Lutheran students decide to attend there each Sunday. There's also the Rock Lutheran Church here in town, which is more of a contemporary style, and then just the other church bodies in Seward are always great about welcoming students and hosting, you know, free dinners or for college students and things like that. So, it's a big community family on campus, and that's partly because of the Christian atmosphere. When all of your professors have that Christian background and don't shy away from it, it shows that they really care about you and they want to see you succeed in all parts of your life, which is, coming from a smaller town myself, I was looking for professors who would get to know me and everything. And that's part of the reason why they really care about you, is they have that Christian background.
How do you help those sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school get the Concordia University Nebraska experience and learn more about the campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always promote our campus visits. Like I was mentioning in my story, I thought I was going to another college until I visited, and that's just how important the campus visit is. That other college was great on paper for me, and it sounded awesome, and I can tell you all the wonderful things about Concordia here today. But until you actually get on campus and experience that for yourself, it's not going to 100% click. So that's why I always recommend coming on campus. If you just have time to drive through and give a campus tour, you know, we can line that up for you. We have visit days throughout the year if that's a day that you want to come down, but we also do private visits as well. And so that's the biggest thing, is just getting on campus, seeing if it's a good feel for you, and visiting all of the colleges that you're interested in, because you never know what piece is going to really click for you. So just get out and visit all the campuses, and I think that'll be a wonderful experience for students.
Walk us through what you experience on a campus visit, some of those scheduled campus visits throughout the year.
Yeah, so we do personalized visits every day of the week, Monday through Friday, except for our visit days, of course. And on that personalized visit, you're going to be welcomed by one of our admissions counselor. You'll receive a campus tour from a current student, so you can get a current student's perspective of campus. Chapel will be available to you if you do want to attend, and we always recommend our visitors to attend chapel that day. We'll provide lunch for you in the cafeteria. That's a big question that a lot of high school students have, is what is the food like on campus? And so we'll let them experience the cafeteria here. We'll sit down with them, go over the whole admissions process, the financial aid process, and then they'll have a chance to meet with any faculty members in the subject area that they're considering, as well as any sports areas that they're considering as well. And so that's what makes a personalized visit great, is that you're going to get that one-on-one attention from your admissions counselor, as well as from the faculty members and coaches.
What do you want parents of new students or prospective students to know?
The big thing is just don't freak out about the price. I know private institutions, they do cost more right up front. They have that larger tuition amount. But when I look at some financial aid packages, and we compare our financial aid package to a public university. When you get down to that bottom line amount that the student actually owes, they're very comparable. And so we offer amazing scholarships to our students, and so that helps them out quite a bit. And then from a parent's perspective, your child is going to be safe here. Your child is going to be well taken care of. They're going to be able to succeed and learn and grow and develop as their own person and then go out into the world. And so I think that's something Concordia does an amazing job of, is just preparing our students for the world, because college doesn't, you know, it ends after 4 years, but that those things that you learn, they continue with you throughout your whole life. And so, yeah, we're going to prepare your students for that.
Those things you learn, and I would imagine the relationships as well, the friendships you've made. You still, being back on campus, reconnected with people on campus, are you still keep in touch with friends from your classes?
Yeah, I developed such a good group of friends here on campus when I was a student. They're going to be my friends for a lifetime. You know, part of, you know, when you have all those students come from outside of Nebraska, that means that they do go away when they graduate. Some of them want to get jobs closer to home. I know my friend group that I made when I was a student here, they came from Denver, St. Louis, Minnesota, even Georgia. And so, you know, we all kind of went our separate ways after college, but yet we still stay connected. We still visit each other all the time. And it's so cool to see those relationships form, and knowing that I would not have the friends that I do now if I wouldn't have come to Concordia University, Nebraska. It just makes me feel so blessed in the experience that I had and being able to develop those relationships. And then still with the professors, some of the business professors that I had here, they still ask me, oh, how are you doing? How's your brother? How's your mom and dad doing? And so they do get to know you and your background and everything. President Friedrich here on campus, I don't know how he does it, but he knows every student by name, and he'll get to know you and remember your parents' name and everything. And so they do take time to get to know you outside of the classroom as well, which is really nice.
How do those high school students go about finding out more about Concordia University, Nebraska, getting in touch with admission, maybe scheduling a visit, something like that?
Our website is absolutely amazing. I think it's one of the easiest websites to navigate. So our website is www.cune.edu. And you can find out everything you need to know about Concordia on there. We have our visit information is on there. That's where you can go to schedule a visit. There's information about all of our academic programs on there. And for those students that are going into their senior year of high school, our application is also available to them. It's a free application, and it only takes around 10 or 15 minutes to fill out. So I encourage high school seniors to go ahead and take a look at that, and then we can start awarding them scholarships once they've been accepted. So it's a great website. I recommend checking it out. And then they can always give our admissions office a call if they have any questions that come up, or if they want to connect with the admissions counselor from their specific area. That phone number is 402-643-7233.
So they can call right away and
yeah.
and make that contact and learn more about Concordia University, how to set up a visit, those
yeah,
types of things.
Definitely. We have our visit coordinator is wonderful, and she's in our office too. So if you don't want to schedule your visit on the website, you can call in and get it scheduled as well.
Very good. Well, anything else you'd like for us to know about Concordia University, Nebraska before we wrap up in about a minute?
No, this has been wonderful to be able to share my story and just what Concordia University, Nebraska can do for future students. So like I said, go ahead and check out that website. It's amazing. And we will answer any questions that you might have if you wanted to give us a call.
Megan Heiser, admissions counselor, Concordia University, Nebraska. Megan, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.